The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
I have a new co-host tonight because Miss Noel is under the weather. She is not feeling very good. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce the co-host from Getting Color, Mr. Virtue. Virtue, welcome on your debut at the Russo brand with the Big Vito get together. I'm telling you, it's something. I'm excited.
I'm going to try not to get choked up because filling in for Noel is not going to be easy. So I'm trying not to cry here.
I know.
Listen. And I know there's some people, you know, the Russo brand faithful. There's a few of them that don't like me because of what I do over on the other site. But, you know, you and I have been doing stuff for quite some time. So thank you for letting me be on here, Vito. I'm going to do the best I can. I really am.
I know it's emotional for you. You've had an emotional couple weeks.
I'm going to follow your lead.
Now, guys, this is Mr. versus Mrs., but we have a substitute. Mr. Virtue has stepped in. So this week's show is going to be Mr. versus Mr., okay? So without further ado, we're going to get to our first subject where Noel, that beautiful creature, my wife, that special dish. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. She won last week with 70%, where it was from Vito, was from Brooklyn. I still say I'm from Tampa. But, hey, I mean, you guys always vote for Noel. Virtue votes for Noel. Virtue, what did you think about the, you know, Vito from Brooklyn thing? Did you vote?
Vito, I always vote for you, right? Because, you know, I got to play Mark at some point, right? I'm not just going to be strict like I know everything that's going on. So, yeah. Now, you know, Noel does an okay job, but, you know, we got to give you some votes.
You know what? I'm telling you, you know, I'm glad that you're aboard because somebody finally in my corner, you know, Noel's all right. I mean, she does the job. I don't know anything about doing jobs, but, you know what I'm saying.
So, the Getting Color crew has to stick together.
Exactly. This is what I've been saying for so long. I mean, I've been carrying her for over almost four years on this network. And it gets a little barren. You know, the refrigerator straps, I need to refresh them, you know, every couple of years. And, you know, it's on my back. But anyway, Mr. versus Mrs., substitute for Miss Noel, Virtue. We have a very special debate this week, and this is the way you're going to make your debut here on Mr. versus Mrs. This week, we are going to do your all-time best Survivor Series teams. Again, people, Survivor Series team. You're going to pick your best five. I'm going to pick my best five. And then people are going to have 5 days to vote on Twitter at Magic T Spiller. Look for the vote. Look for Miss Noel to put it out there. It's going to be one hell of a debate. I'm sure that this is going to be awesome. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to the Big Vito brand, you know, and subscribe to twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand, guys, where you can listen to everything. All your podcasts were available on Alexa. All Alexa devices, the Big Vito brand on all social media. Without further ado, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Virtue, since you're the guest tonight, I am going to give you first pick on your Survivor Series team. First pick is you. Go ahead. Anybody you want. Any era.
I can pick anybody from this era. So with that said, I figured you might allow me to take the first pick.
Yes.
And I'm going to take one of my all-time favorites just because he had one of the best storylines for 5 years straight back in the golden era of WWF with his then wife, Miss Elizabeth, and that is the Macho Man Randy Savage, my number one pick.
You have been talking to Miss Noel because
I know, but I know my history. So,
what a bunch of marks sticking together. The marks, that should be the next show, Marks versus Marks. I couldn't be on it, but you and Noel could probably have a great debate. That is an awesome pick. The Macho Man against Miss Elizabeth. Now, Virtue, what is it that you liked about the Macho Man that you could tell us?
Well, you know, he obviously could cut one heck of a promo, and it didn't matter what he said, if it made sense, it was good. His work in the ring speaks for itself, and we got to see an emotional side of this guy with the whole Miss Elizabeth angle that started at WrestleMania 4 and went all the way to SummerSlam 91 when they got married. Dude, he just had it all. He came out in the great ring attire. He played a king for a couple of years. The guy just had it. Now, I don't, you know, never knew him personally. I don't know if you did or not. Don't know what type of man he was or behind the scenes. But what I saw as a fan watching him was one of the reasons I loved wrestling. I wasn't the big Hulk Hogan fan. I liked everybody around Hogan. Savage was probably the number one guy for me.
Great. Awesome pick. I am going to tell you, I applaud your first pick. Now, my first pick is going to be the man himself, the guy who probably was one of the reasons I got into wrestling because I wanted respect in his heyday. I am going to choose Bret the Hitman Hart. Now, when you talk about great wrestlers, great technicians, somebody who is a versatile, you know, wrestler who could wrestle as a champion, wrestle as a tag team, wrestle as an individual, you're talking about probably the best all-around wrestler we have in our industry. My first pick, Bret the Hitman Hart versus the Macho Man Randy Savage. That is a good one-on-one encounter. Now, they wrestled a few times, didn't they, Virtue?
I believe they did. I don't think they had any big pay-per-view matches. I could be wrong on that. I don't retain history the best.
A couple times, right?
Yeah. Now, let's be clear. In the end, this is going to be the five-on-five Survivor
Series. I'd like to go history for history, and I think this is a great pick for both teams. So, Virtue, we're going to go with your second pick, which I'm sure is going to be outstanding. Go ahead, Virtue. Give us your second pick.
So, you know, not knowing what you could take from under me there, like a Bret Hart, I'm just going to go right at it, and I'm going to take the Heart of the Attitude Era, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow.
I mean, do I need to say this guy was finally given the creative freedom? Thanks, Vince McMahon. Thanks, guys like Vince Russo. The Ringmaster didn't work out, but boy, when he won the King of the Ring and he got to be Stone Cold 316, dude, that attitude, he kind of showed that glimpse a little bit, I think, when he had a short stint in ECW. But man, Austin, you know, he got that neck injury against Owen Hart where he broke his neck, and he really never was the same in-ring performer, but he didn't have to be because the gimmick was great. The beer drinking, the promos, and his matches could just be kicks and punches and stunners, and it worked. So Steve Austin, I don't even have to explain why. I mean, he was probably, in a shorter period of time, a bigger draw than Hulkamania. Hulkamania did it longer. But in the short period of time, Austin was the hottest ever that anybody ever was. I think you have to agree with that, right?
No, I have to agree with it. You hit the nail on the head. I think that's an awesome pick for a team that has, you know, the guys you're picking. But the BIGV from the LOG is going to top you because my second pick in the 2020 NBA draft is going to be The Rock.
You took him.
Dwayne Johnson. Talk about personified. The man who took the reins from Hulk Hogan the right way, the guy who was handed the baton and carried it, the man who was, you know, electrifying probably, you know, when you talk about the best in WWE, you talk about Austin, you talk about The Rock, 1-2. I'm talking, those are the best guys you probably had. Those were the top tier picks of the 90s. I think that The Rock is probably the most entertaining person that you could probably have. Just on his promos. His promos were hilarious. I loved it. So
you put the pressure on, man.
Now, Bret Hart and The Rock. That is some combination, you know, going against, you know, the Macho Man and Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, you're talking some good stuff here. Virtue, your number three pick in the 2020 Survivor Series draft.
Could you imagine if this was Dave Meltzer versus Wade Keller doing this, who these wrestlers would be?
Oh, my God.
I had to say it before my next pick. There's two guys I have in mind here, and I know if I don't, maybe I'll still get both of them. And it's really hard. It's just really tough which one I want to take here, not knowing which one you might take.
Go ahead.
But since you took The Rock, I have no choice but to take Hulk Hogan, because now I have a guy that ran the babyface Hulkamania for years, headlined all those manias, and also did it as a top heel as the leader of the NWO. And that versatility that he had, you know, granted, he did a little too much late in his career, but Hogan, legend, have to take him. I have to, because you just took The Rock.
Excellent choice. Hulk Hogan, the guy who made wrestling. He was the man who put wrestling on the map. He was the man who did everything possible to bring it to the forefront for the WWF transitioning to the WWE. Now, guys, I'm going to have to come back at you. I'm picking the man himself, leader of the Four Horsemen.
I knew it.
Rick Flair.
Yeah, I knew whatever I didn't take there, you were going to take. Great pick. I mean, there, say your stuff about Rick. What do you got to say?
Rick, there is really nothing to say. When you talk about probably one of the greatest in-ring performers, it was Hogan, Flair, Flair, Hogan. 1-2, 2-1. Guys, no matter who you picked or chose. Now, granted, Ric Flair's early career was in the WCW and in the NWA, but a lot of people up north didn't really get to catch that. But if you were down south and in Florida Championship Wrestling, you got to see probably some of the greatest wrestling you've ever seen, especially down in the Memphis area, where, you know, if you went through Memphis, you went through the greatest territories of all time. Ric Flair, 16-time world champion, you know, probably some of the greatest matches we'll ever see, along with Hulk Hogan. So it's a can't miss, you know. So with Bret Hart, The Rock, Hulk, and Ric Flair, that is one hell of a technical, entertaining monster of a machine going against Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and the Macho Man Randy Savage. Now, I have to ask you, and this is a great question, what about dissension in the ranks? The Macho Man Hogan, could there be a heel turn? Will Stone Cold come in and make the save and settle both of them down? I don't know. This is what we have. This is pay-per-view stuff here, people. The WWE can't come up with better stuff than this. Virtue, your number four pick.
You know, I didn't want to jump up to, you know, closer to our time, even though it's not, I'm never going to pick any wrestlers right now. There is another guy I had in mind, but I'm going to see if he'll slip to my last pick here. So I'm just going to go ahead and stay big. I'm going to stay, you know, since I have Hogan and since I have Austin, the leaders of their generation, I'm going to take the leader of the Ruthless Aggression generation, and I'm going to take John Cena. John Cena was a guy, as a fan, I did not like for the longest time because I knew he was Vince McMahon's force-fed guy. But then I looked at it from a business standpoint, and I said, well, the guy, he's talented. He can cut a promo. He can hang with pretty much anybody in the ring. And the fact is, he became – he's not the Rock movie star, and I don't know if he ever will be, but he's in Hollywood doing some big things, and bigger than Hogan. And I think John Cena is a perfect pick to bring a little bit more of 2000s into my mix. So there you go. John Cena, brother.
John Cena, excellent choice. Carried the WWE on his back for many years. Mm-hmm. Prominent, played the game, politically correct. I can't say anything bad about that pick. I mean, he's the man. But you talk about people who carry companies on their back. People who really bring things to the forefront. People who really, you know, the second coming of the baton passing. My number four choice, Sting.
I just wrote him down in your spot because I knew. Great pick.
You talk about Sting and John Cena, right? Who would you choose to start a company? The Stinger of the WCW or the NWA, or would you choose John Cena of the Attitude Era? That is a tough choice. That is evenly matched. You know, when you mention John Cena, and this is something everybody's got to realize, is he Hulk Hogan? No. Is John Cena Ric Flair? No. If you had to pick the Macho Man or John Cena, I would pick the Macho Man.
You're trying to belittle my team here. Are you popping your team up and popping mine down?
I'm really being on. Like, if you had to choose, like, but then you come back with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then you say, would you choose Stone Cold over Sting? That's a serious, you know. I mean, if I had the choice of picking, you know, Stone Cold or Sting, I would pick Stone Cold.
I'm interested in this vote. I don't know if Noelle's going to put it on Twitter or what, but yes. I'm going to make sure she has both teams listed. I'm interested who's going
to
win.
Now, guys, we got 5 days to vote on Twitter at Magic T Spiller. This vote is going to happen. I want you to go and vote after the show is up. Remember, you subscribe to twitch.tv at the Big Vito Brand because we listen to wherever you listen. Our podcasts are all over. They're available on all Alexa devices, you know, at the Big Vito Brand on all social media. Guys, get to Magic T Spiller because she's going to have the vote. She's going to have the stuff. Now, you know something? You're what? Picking all these guys, and like I'm looking at it, I'm saying, eh, you know.
Dude.
What? Dude, collective. What?
It's, dude, Savage, Austin, Hogan, Cena.
They suck. They're jobbers. They are jobbers.
Hitman, Rock, Flair, Sting. I mean, I'm telling you what, this may be a match, this 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. It may never end. They may actually have to fight forever.
Now, I had to say all right, that. I got an idea. You're a gamer. Noelle's a gamer, right?
Yeah.
Can we get these teams actually on what do they play? What,
like
I'm not a
the
gamer.
WWE 2K games or stuff, yeah, like that?
Can we get these teams on the 2K game?
We probably, but I don't know what version. I have older versions of it, but we could probably do a simulated match at some point on one of them.
For all the people out there, for all the people out there.
We still got to make our last pick.
No, that's good. That's good. Virtue, before we make our last pick, why don't you publicate what you represent and where you go? Where can we find you? Because I've been doing my stuff here in the Big Vito Brand. But before you make your last pick, where can we find you? Where can we look for you? What can we do to look you up?
Well, now, I have been on Russo's Brand before on Castrating the Marks with Jeff and Vince, so I'm not a stranger. Most people do know me from Twitter, which is at @NoDQ_Virtue. I do know I've rubbed a few people the wrong way because they just hate this, right? They like, who are you? What do you do? Right? But you know what? I love getting under people's skin. That's my hobby. So NoDQ.com. I do Virtue's Rage. I do the NoDQ review. We're going to be hopefully getting color over there as well after the first of the year. And then right here on the BigVitoBrand.com, which is part of Russo's Brand.com. It's an honor to be on these shows with you, Vito. I don't have much more to say, but those are my plugs.
All right. Now, the number five pick in the Survivor Series 2020 draft for Mr. vs. the Mrs. Mr. vs. the Mrs. Mr. Virtue, your number five pick.
Now, I have Stone Cold, and I want another Attitude Era guy, okay? And I want the guy, even though I know you have Hitman, and I know Bret Hart and Austin really, really got the ball rolling for the early Attitude Era stuff.
Right.
But the guy that really delivered it home with Stone Cold during an injury, too, that really just set Austin up. And he didn't really want to, so all the rumors we've heard over the years. And that's one HBK Shawn Michaels. I have to have the guy that's called one of the, if not the best performer in the ring on my team. And I'm going to put Shawn Michaels there because now I got some extra flavor of the Attitude Era as well. Oh, and all that stuff he did with The Undertaker in the 2000s too. I mean, that was okay.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you picked Shawn Michaels. You know, and, you know, he definitely, you know, could have been, should have beaten Hulk Hogan for the title, but because of political views, it didn't happen. And if you remember that match, Shawn Michaels oversold everybody. You could tell Hogan gets so mad. It was something. But I think now, name your five, Virtue. Name your five so the people know what your team is. Go ahead. Give it to me now.
The Macho Man slash King, Randy Savage. Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Hollywood, Hulk Hogan. John Cena. And the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. There is a glaring omission right now from both of our teams. And I think you have the pressure on to really fulfill this last pick of yours.
Guys, I have to go with probably one of the best in-ring performers of the past 30 years, The Undertaker.
Yeah, and I would have felt bad if nobody took him. So I'm happy you took him. I had five chances and I didn't. There you go.
Now, The Undertaker usually would be the number one pick in most people's drafts, and you wouldn't think about it. But when you round out and finish your now, Virtue finished out with Shawn Michaels. I finished out with The Undertaker, right? The Undertaker was the man who took out Shawn Michaels, okay? Now, being that we have both teams, Virtue, can you do me a favor and recite your five, then recite my five?
Well, I already did my five, so should I just do your five?
Do my five. Go ahead.
And I'm going to go in order. You chose Bret the Hitman Hart, The Rock, The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, Sting, and The Undertaker.
That's a pretty good five.
It is.
That's an odd five.
If I had an auto draft for fantasy football, if these guys were football players, I would take my team, but I would take your team as well. So that's why this is going to be interesting.
Do you know who didn't make it? We have Kurt Angle didn't make it.
Nope. What about a guy like Triple H? What about a guy like Terry Funk?
Terry Funk was going to be my number one pick.
I had him written down, you know.
But, and I fought. Now, you want to know what's funny is that, like, you talk about Terry Funk, I fought him. You talk about Shawn Michaels, I was in the ring with him, right? Hogan, I was in the ring with. A lot of the guys I've been in the ring with. And you talk about tough, you talk about guys who didn't make it. Terry Funk definitely belongs on the all-time best. So, Virtue, now that you have your team.
Can we go one better here? And I'll let you, I don't know, I guess you would have the first pick this time. Should we both pick a manager to manage our teams?
All right, let's do a manager.
And
you could have the first pick.
Oh, okay. Well, are you sure? I was going to offer it to you because there's a lot out there.
You're a guest on the show. You're making your debut. I don't want to bury you.
And this is a no-brainer here. It's great. There's so many great managers out there. And you would think, hey, I could take Sensational Sherry because I got Savage and Shawn Michaels. I'm going to take Bobby the Brain Heenan. You knew that. But I'm more interested in who you're going to take. But I don't even need to say anything about Bobby the Brain Heenan. He is my true idol. And, God, that guy is awesome. Rest in peace, Bobby. You are the man, always will be.
Probably one of the best he probably is the best, you know, bumping managers of all time.
Yeah.
But I am going to surprise everybody with my pick here.
Okay.
Guys, the manager of my team, the Grand Wizard of Wrestling.
Nice. Nice.
You talk about a guy who cut a promo and a guy who is like, now you had Freddie Blassie, you had Captain Lou Albano, Arnold Skolin, right? Those are some great managers too. But you're talking the Grand Wizard adds a little different flavor, adds a little character, adds a little pizzazz. So now, Virtue, we're going to go even a step further.
Okay.
We're going to do ring announcers. Who would you want to ring announce for your team? Anybody you want.
You're letting me go first again. And I feel like that's a disadvantage. I am the guest, though.
No.
So I'm going to, because if I don't take these guys, certain people, I know you will. So I'm going to go ahead and take Howard Finkel. I mean, he is the voice of my childhood when it comes to calling these wrestlers to the ring. So Finkel, Howard Finkel.
Howard Finkel is a great choice. Howard is a friend of mine before he passed. Very, very nice man, a guy who did everything in there. But I'm going to shock you again. The man who's going to call out my team, probably one of the greatest announcers of all time, Michael Buffer.
Dude, and I that would have been the other guy I would have took if you took Finkel. I had to go second.
All right. Now, Michael Buffer against Howard Finkel. Yeah. That's, you know, that's something. Woo. Now, we'll even go one better. Who is your referee? Anybody you want?
Ooh, man, there's a lot of referees over the years that have been really solid. But I'm going to take, you know, just because of the Montreal screw job, I'm going to take good old Earl Hebner. I'm going to keep it simple, but yeah, Earl.
Okay. Big Vito LaGrasso is going to pull a move here as my enforcer referee.
Uh-oh.
For one night and one night only, Terry Funk.
Dude, that's low, but that's a hall guy. But you know, we still have the poll will decide.
The who poll has the better will lineup. Decide. But I pulled an audible. I said, hey, you can pick anybody you want.
You did, and I stuck with traditional, and you went guest referee with Funk, and you got Funk on your team that way.
You know, you got, hey, listen, I mean, I am 30 years in the business. I got to know a couple things.
Yeah.
So I pulled an audible, you know, just in case somebody passes out, they took the shirt off, you know, things can happen. Things can happen. You know, now we're going to get sent. There are people in the chat here who are like busting my chops, but now.
Oh, for taking Terry Funk as a ref? Well,
are you crying? There's no crying on the Big Vito brand.
I've cried. I mean, I cried to open the show. I've held back the tears.
It's an awesome thing. Now, we're going to close the show with the name of your team. Virtue, what is going to be the name of your team? This is an awesome show. I like this concept. This has been really good. Noel is going to have a lot of, you know, catching up to do with this one. But we're going to let the fans decide that too. Virtue, what is the name of your team?
I mean, it's just I could be funny here, but you know, I guess I would be in gorilla position, right, for this matchup. So I'm gonna send them all out there, all these legends, and I need to have, if I'm not going out there with them, and Bobby the Brain Heenan is, you know, I could say Heenan family, but you know, I'm gonna go simple. So my name is on the marquee with my team, Virtue's Army. That's what
Virtue's
I'm gonna go with.
Army.
Virtue's Army, yeah. I mean, I've used that in the indies, so now it gets to be on the big stage.
Now you're on the big stage, Virtue's Army, which has been on the independent circuit, which has been in a few towns in your area, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Name of my team, I'm going to keep it simple and straight. Big Vito's Bangers.
Big Vito's Bangers, because I will message all of this to Noelle so she's got everything correct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to be an awesome thing. We have got a star-studded all-around pay-per-view. This is pretty good. We got announcers. We got referees. We got managers. We got probably the best five-on-five crew that we've ever had. Okay. Virtue, how was your experience here debuting on the Big Vito brand for the Russo brand?
Well, you know, I felt a lot of pressure filling in for Noelle because she is so great. And I know there are people that will slide past this show and they see she's not on it this week and they won't even give me a chance because I'm some little internet loser. But you know what, though? Vito's great. Noelle's great. And that's why I did this, because it's fun. And this was a great topic because Survivor Series 2020 isn't anything of what this could have been.
No, not even close. Not.
Not even so, close.
We're going to close the show with this, guys. Noelle was not here, so Virtue stepped in. Noelle's been under the weather. So remember, I lost, and I am from Brooklyn, as according to the fans. But hey, I really am from Tampa. This segment and the vote will be on 5 days to vote. We have 5 days to vote. It's going to be on Twitter, guys, at Magic T Spiller. Everybody catch it. I want everybody to participate. Have fun with it. Cast your votes. You know. Tweet out Noelle. Tweet out Virtue. Tweet out me. Give us your opinions of what you think, okay? Subscribe to twitch.tv at the Big Vito brand. Listen to podcasts wherever you can. We're available on all Alexa devices at the Big Vito brand on all social media. Virtue, give us your plugs one more time. Get it out there. For the Virtues Army.
NoDQ.com, where I do columns and I'm on some videos over there. TheBigVitoBrand.com, where I do Getting Color with You and my other Virtue show. And go to my Twitter, at NoDQ_Virtue, because I will probably, most definitely likely, get under your skin.
All right. And coming to you from the Survivor Series team, the Big Vito's Bangers at the Big Vito Brand. At twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. This is Big Vito with Virtue from Mr. versus Mr. Peace out.